The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Here we go then. The scores are level. Reed Headingley, 2019.
Oh, that might have our next guest reaching for a glass of champagne. That was Ben Stokes hitting the winning runs at Headingley back in 2019. And great news for the Ashes series coming up is that he has been declared, I don't know if he's been declared fit. Well, yes, he has. He's put his hand up and said he's coming to tour. And that is wonderful for all of us who are just hanging out for the Ashes. And Angus Fraser would be thrilled with that news as well. 177 wickets in 46 tests for England, was a national selector as well, and he's been good enough to take our call. Angus, how significant is this news that Ben Stokes is going to tour?
Well, it's huge news, isn't it? It's great news for the series, as you just said. I think all right, you can look at the test series and you think, well, we're going to win it because the opposition aren't at full strength, but there's great satisfaction, greater credit from beating the team, and they've got the best players available. And I think a series without Stokes would have always said, yeah, but didn't have him. He's going to be there. It's going to be a crackerjack. He's a box office player.
Oh, we've got a bad line, Angus. I'm sorry about that. Not sure what the situation is there. Whether perhaps you might just move a touch. We're immersed like you are in the T20, of course, the World Cup, which is on at the moment, but an England touring team over here for the Ashes is always massive news. How do you rate the squad that they've announced and now that they've added Ben Stokes? Obviously, it becomes far more competitive, but how did you rate the initial squad?
It's the best squad we could get. There's obviously some areas in the team where England are vulnerable, most notably the top of the batting order and maybe a little bit on the spin front. But Stokes just gives everybody, well, Gates gives greater flexibility. Gates, you can play five bowlers, you've got greater depth to your batting. He's such an important player, not just because of what he does on the field, but on the off the field as well. He's a hugely positive influence around the group. And like I said to someone before, sort of, we sit a lot of times, you sit there, there's something taking place through a door, but who's going to be brave enough to open the door? And Ben Stokes is always the bloke that's going to open the door and go in there and be the first to take on what's coming in front of him.
Not only open it, but bang it down too. That's what we love about him. So he's he's been spoken, the reasons for him not being available initially were to look after his mental well-being, but we also know that he was recovering from the finger injury. So which of those two were the ones that he had to make sure in his own mind that he was okay with before he declared that he was ready to tour?
I don't know the order. I mean, I would have thought it's his mental well-being, to be honest. I mean, we all know that fingers, bones can mend, can't they? Sort of, your hamstrings can be sort of repair themselves. But we're all still slightly naive on sort of what takes place between our ears. And when players are sort of, obviously pulling out of cricket because of their mental well-being, you never know how long it's going to be and how they're going to come back. But the fact that he seems very happy with where he's at is a great news. So I think that was the bigger hurdle, really. I think we're all going to recover. It's what he's feeling with himself and recovering from the issues that he's obviously had.
Does it help in some way also that he's toured here and reasonably successfully too? I think he was the second best bowler that you had here back in the 2013-14 tour of Australia, and he averaged 35 with the bat. Do you think that plays a part in all this a bit too, Angus?
Not in him. I mean, he's either fit or he's not fit, isn't he? I don't think, I mean, obviously there's a bit more pressure. Not a bit more pressure, but there's a bit more desire probably to sort of play in an Ashes series if it was another series, I won't mention size, then you might sort of think, well, is it really worth pushing things? But, I mean, it's a great filler for England. The fact that he has got a good record, I think he averages almost 40 with a bat for England against Australia. He scored 300s, and when he does score 100s, they're memorable. They're often match-winning with the ball. I think he's averaging a bit more, so 35. But again, he's the sort of bowler that he might sort of have periods in matches or games where he's not offering a great deal, but then all of a sudden he'll come up and he'll make he'll bowl a decisive spell, won't he? That'll change the course of a game. And that's why he's the crackerjack cricketer that he is, because he does make things happen. He does win matches almost through his own sweat rather than being reliant on others.
He's been described as a Botham-style character. Is that accurate?
I suppose when you look at great cricketers, you sort of try to look at the contributions, and Botham got 41 match-winning performances, didn't he, or put in. So I think it was 27 fifers and 1,400s. I think Stokes has got about 14 or 15. So whilst he's the closest thing we've had to Botham since Botham, there's been a few others that have tested. I mean, Flintoff obviously had a good go, but Stokes went past Flintoff as a cricketer, I think, quite early on in his career. So to sort of say he's the next Botham or he's going to do a Botham-type thing is maybe expecting a lot. But in this modern day, he's one of the great cricketers in the world. And it's great to have him playing cricket and on the biggest stage, of course, which will be Australia this winter.
It is. We are genuinely excited about the fact that he is now. Angus, I've been following cricket. I'm 54. I love cricket. I'm a cricket nuffy. It seems to me like I've been watching Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad come out here and travel since I was about 5 years of age. Now, surely they're not going to be out here and be able to drive your English team to an Ashes victory on foreign soil. How are the old boys standing up?
Well, when I was a selector, and that was for the last Ashes, we sort of wondered whether they were going to make that. So they've lasted probably five or six years longer than anybody expected. I suppose the worrying thing for England is the fact that they've got reasonable records, but they've not got great records here. And I mean, Australia is a place that finds you out if you're vulnerable or weak in any area. And they're coming now back to Australia 4 years older than they were the last time they were here, in their mid-30s or late-30s. So it's going to be tough. I think the big thing for England is the fact that Ollie Stone, who was a fast bowler, he's unfit. So is Jofra Archer. I think they would have added a bit more cutting edge. So that's my concern. Both sides have got vulnerability in their batting, as we know. But Australia's bowling is a younger, hungrier, tougher sort of outfit with Cummins, Stark and Hazelwood in it.
Come out to our news, Angus. So, look, we might give you one. Is 4-1 the best you can hope for?
No, come on.
Are you coming out, by the way? Are you travelling? Are you doing any commentary?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. I'd love to. I don't know. Are we allowed in yet? I don't know.
Probably not. No, we would. We are excited. We might stay in touch if we can. We love having a chat with you, and it's going to be a big Ashes series. And the T20 is just, I think it's a bit of fluff. It's taking our interest at the moment, but it's all about the Ashes for us. So, well, we appreciate you jumping on and sharing your thoughts.
No trouble, anytime.
Good on you. Angus Fraser there, who was a very good bowler, Wisby.
Very good.
And a very influential man in the English cricket setup as well, given that he was a national selector. I know you love your cricket. I know you don't know a hell of a lot about it. That's with the greatest of respect. Are you excited now that Ben Stokes is coming?
Yeah, 100%, Gary. And to that end, I've also organised Beefy to come on our program if you don't mind.
You've done that, have you?
I've done that for you because I know you're a big fan of both of them.
When? When's the Baron?
I'll reveal that at the end of tomorrow's program.
Okay, we're going to take 7 o'clock news. Michael Lombardi, Josh Sin, Andrew Eddinghausen, all to come.